It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The first round of applications for the revised federal Paycheck Protection Program opens today. Thomas Ogard, president of Denver-based Native American Bank, says smaller community-based lenders will be prioritized.
They don't have all the resources. They might not have all the tools that the larger banks have, and it may not be an automated process for them. So they get an opportunity to get access to those funds first.
The initial round was criticized for favoring larger banks and companies. The Small Business Association has promised a more equitable process this time around. Pueblo County is hosting its first COVID-19 vaccination clinic for residents 70 and older today. The County Public Health Department ran a pilot clinic last week where 175 people received the Moderna vaccine. The clinic today is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Pueblo Mall, first come, first served. County plans to host future clinics as they receive vaccine shipments. Eagle County has revised a way that people can sign up for the COVID vaccine vaccinations there. The county has started vaccinating those 70 years and older. According to the state's multi-tiered plan, older people can now fill out an online form or call to sign up. And if there are extra doses, appointments will be given through a lottery. Some counties and health systems around the state have begun vaccinating the 70-plus age group, while others have not. They're each coming up with their own ways to make shots available to the public. The Aurora police officers who mistakenly detained a black driver and four children late last summer will not face criminal charges. Police stopped the car and drew their guns to remove the people inside, including young kids, but they had misidentified the car as stolen. The 18th Judicial District Attorney's Office said Friday that what happened was unacceptable and preventable, but that alone is not enough to charge the officers. Colorado weather is mostly sunny today and for the next couple of days. This is CPR News.